Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me in today's episode. So, a little life update before we begin this episode. Over the weekends, I went off the grid. I went to Sagada, Philippines. That is a mountain province part, northern part of the Philippines. Where do broken hearts go? That is the place that went famous because of the movie Tadhana. I'm not so sure what the title of the movie is, but it became famous because of that movie, and it's about heartbroken story of two people who went to Sagada. So we went for a hike. First day, we went for a hike the whole day, like three times that day. When we arrived there, we went straight to a hike to witness the sunrise over the mountains, which unfortunately we didn't see the sea of clouds because there is no clearing and the fog is going up. Anyway, it's so beautiful. It's so cold. Something that I'm not prepared for that trip is the weather. My mistake is not checking the temperature of the place before packing. I relied on the photos that I saw on Facebook of what the people are wearing there. I know it's a big mistake. There are a lot of things going on behind a photo, as I said, but I failed to do it, and it's a lesson learned to check the temperature of a place before traveling there. It's one of my biggest lessons on this trip because it's so cold. My legs are shaking while going up of the mountain. I'm shivering the whole trip. But anyway, I enjoyed the view. I enjoyed the whole trip. The gang is so fun to be with. Second hiking, we went to see a hanging coffins on the mountains. And again, hiking. Second lesson for this is I didn't prepare myself physically for this one. I didn't expect this to have this a lot of hiking everywhere. Like, oh my God, I should have went to a gym, prepare my body, prepare my legs for this endless walking. And in the afternoon, we went caving. It's so beautiful inside a cave. But I have this feeling when I went inside a cave that I don't feel at ease, to be honest. My human design is cave. My human design environment is cave. But then I don't feel at ease inside that cave. During the first part of it, though I enjoyed the view, it's very beautiful inside. Who would have thought that there is like beautiful stones, formations, the colors, the texture, it's so beautiful inside. But I'm just, maybe it's my first time. It's my first time inside a cave, so maybe that's one of the reasons why I don't feel at ease. When I went there, but it's okay, I enjoyed it, and it's something for me to dig more off why I don't feel at ease while entering it. Maybe it's a first time syndrome, we don't know. Overall, I enjoyed day two of the trip. We went to another area of the mountain province in Buscalan, where we met a 107-year-old tattoo artist. Yes, she is the oldest. She's a national artist in the Philippines. Her name is Wang Ud. Wang Ud. She is a national artist in the Philippines because she is the last person, because she is the last lineage of traditional tattoo artists here in the Philippines. Though she has two nieces, she has two granddaughters from her niece. She don't have her own child. So the next lineage is the daughter of her nieces. But still, she look vibrant. She's in a red lipstick. I love her energy. Her tattoos on her hands, her fine lines and wrinkles on her face. She's beautiful. Those are the lines of aging. Yes, they call it line of aging, but I call it lines of beauty. She's glowing. In that trip, I got a tattoo also as well. I got her signature from one of her nieces. The signature three dots, that's her signature tattoo. We don't have enough time. There's a lot of people there in the village. We don't have enough time to go on a line to get a tattoo from Wang Ud herself. We will need to stay overnight again on that. On the village if we want to get straight from her. She's a blockbuster. And I also got a traditional tattoo from one of the young artists there. So much. I feel so honored to have my first ink from the traditional way. Anyway, overall, that trip was so enormously fun. I will post more on Instagram about this. I post just a little bit stories during the weekends, I think so, because most of the area there has no signal. It's really off the grid. It's really off the grid. So mostly there is no signal. That's okay. We love it. I love the energy of the place of Sagada. It's so peaceful there. There is no public transportation in the city. You need to walk. Like, if you want to go from places to places, you need to walk. Unless you have your own car. And they are renting also some scooters there for you if you want to stay there in the place for a longer period of time. I'm surely be going back there. I love the energy of the place. Surreal. So if you're listening from outside the Philippines, one beautiful place to visit, Sagada. And a person to visit is Wang Ud from Buscalan. Now let's move on in today's episode. Let's talk about fear. What is fear? And how you will use fear for your own growth. Now, let's talk about fear. So what is fear? What is this fear? It's a natural and powerful and primitive emotion. It's an emotion. It's powerful, it's natural, and it's primitive. Take note, that's primitive. Fear has been used by our ancestors for survival. They used fear to protect themselves. They used fear to stop themselves going on a brawl with a tiger. That is fear. So that is a form of survival many, many thousand years ago. On the other hand, fear is also a symptom of a mental health condition. Phobias, PTSD, social anxiety, panic disorders. Fear is a sign, most of these mental disorders. So, scientifically, fear has a two aspect of it. So, I have my edit board here, as always. It's biochemical and emotional response. So biochemical is like sweating, palpitations, increased heart rate. Those are the biochemical responses for fear. While emotional responses are for those adrenaline seekers. Those are for people who want to conquer fear and have this adrenaline rush over their body. So we have this experience of fear that involve biochemical and emotional response. This is when I've been challenged and encouraged by some friends to ride the fastest roller coaster in the world. And it is the Formula Rosa located in Ferrari in Abu Dhabi. Ferrari Park in Abu Dhabi. So, first, it's the emotional response. I've been challenged and I'm seeking adrenaline rush. So that is the response. Second is the biochemical response. While we are waiting on the line, I'm sweating. My heart rate is increasing. I feel like running away because I am just so afraid of that experience. So I'm not an amusement type of person. So that is why I'm not comfortable riding, going all in with the fastest roller coaster in the world. But, you know, I seek that adrenaline rush. I seek adventures. So I go for it. I have this experience a long time ago about riding a Viking. And I don't have a good experience about it. That is why I consider myself not an amusement park type of person, which I am. I'm not. I enjoy mostly the beach, the nature, more than amusement park. But anyway, I go for it and ride the fastest roller coaster in the world. And lo and behold, I survive. And then we went to another ride again. Same roller coaster. It's Flying Aces. A little bit slower than the Formula Rosa, but still, it's longer. And everything just happened. Everything just happened that could happen in a roller coaster, baby. Circle around, turn around. I don't know what just happened there, but I survived. I survived that fear. So, it's a good experience. I encourage you to do it as well. Since then, I became braver. It's one of the points in my life where I've been telling myself, I even survived the fastest roller coaster. This is not a big thing for me to conquer. See, it's a survival mode. It's a survival mode. It's a survival response that could make you grow. So how do you gonna use, so how to use fear for growth? Fear is a signal or a response in your body. So if there is fear in front of you, about a situation, about something. Of course, exception for fear in the road. You guys, safety, please. You are not going in the middle of a highway and risk your life to conquer fear. That's not it. Safety. Put safety first, everybody. So, what I was saying is that fear is a signal response of your body into something. Say, for example, a situation. Why are you so fearful about showing up on stage? Why are you so fearful about attending that event? why are you so fearful about going on that place, doing this thing? That is something that is a lead into something greater, something better, a place of growth. Because fear as a primitive response by your ancestors, we've been carrying that emotion most of our life, and it's the same response of survival. Fear wants us to survive. But the difference is the world is changing. There is no tiger on the road for you to brawl on. There is no bear walking on the street for you to survive. But the response of our body is still the same. It's still the same as the primitive era of our ancestors. So we need to change how we see fear. Since fear is keeping you survive, it's also a place of comfort. It's becoming your comfort zone. So you might as well be discerning of those fear. You need to assess your body. So how will you overcome that fear into your advantage? How will you use this fear into your advantage, and how you will overcome it as a primitive emotion? So first, I want you to identify that fear. I want you to be very specific about it and question yourself, why am I so afraid to stand on a stage and speak in front of many people? Why I have this social anxiety? Why is it it's difficult for me to talk to strangers? Why is it so difficult for me to attend the high school reunion? Why is it so difficult for me to go to that place or to show up? Identify that fear so that you will have an idea how to manage it. Second is, you need to have a small wins over that fear. So say, for example, you have a fear of speaking in front of many people. So start with a small group. Speak in front of a small group of 2 to 3 people. Or maybe start speaking to someone one-to-one. Start speaking with a stranger on the street. Start from there. Gain the confidence over that fear. Why are you so afraid to go to that place? Maybe you have that memory during childhood, during your transformative years, that reminds you of that place, or memory, bad memory, or event that happened to you on that specific place. You need to have a small wins over that. So you need to go there, check on yourself, what happened, and see for yourself that conquering fear one step at a time is a way to move forward, is a way to overcome that fear. And lastly, I encourage you to practice self-awareness and relaxation techniques. So let's start with self-awareness. If you're practicing self-awareness, especially with your body response to events, to people, to experience, you will identify more of that fear. The more you identify those, the more you will succeed in life. The more you will move forward in life. And while doing so, relaxation techniques is your guide. Relaxation technique is your tool. Is your weapon against it. So what are those? Meditation. Yoga. Body-based practices. such as somatic practices. How is your body responding to this event? How do you feel? How do you see yourself in this situation? One of the easiest relaxation techniques to begin with is breathing. So how will you overcome that fear using self-awareness and relaxation technique? So here is an example. For example, you are in a situation or experience or event that you're very fearful, like speaking in front of a crowd or speaking in front of like few people. First, that is self-awareness, that you have identified to have fear of doing that. First, you need, that's first, self-awareness. Second is you need to ground yourself by breathing. You need to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Sigh it out. That is grounding yourself and bringing yourself back into your body. That way, you will have oxygen in your brain for you to function normally. Because when it comes to fear, there are moments like we are holding our breath. We are holding our breath and we cannot function normally because the air, the oxygen that's circling in your body is stagnant somewhere. So you need to breathe for it to move freely in your body. You need to create that flow. You need to inhale, exhale, ground yourself. What you could also do is you get your hands and touch your body. Touch your heart and have that connection, the body connection with yourself. Touch your heart when you're palpitating, when your heart rate is moving up. Tap your shoulders, hold your shoulders. Another way to do it, another relaxation technique that I encourage you to do to conquer fear is to touch yourself. So when you're in that situation, put your hands in your chest just to have a connection to your body. Tap your shoulders, pat your shoulders. Or you can tap your fingers into your chest just to create that connection, just to create that sensation in between your body. Or maybe you can just rub your hands. That friction, that connection between your palms also is giving awareness in your body. And that's a way to ground yourself aside from breathing. Or you can do both. Those are the easiest, simplest way for you to ground yourself when you're conquered by the emotion of fear. It's a way for you to go back to your body. It's a way for you to combat fear in the easiest and best way. Fear, remind yourself that fear is a primitive emotion. It's here to keep us safe. It's here to keep us survive. It's a tool for survival over the years. But you need to become aware if that fear is only keeping you safe in that bubble of comfort zone. Fear is a double-edged sword. You need to be in friendship with that fear so that it will keep you survive. It will keep you safe in times of need. At the same time, it will push you forward to succeed in life. It will push you forward to a life of your desires. It will push you forward into your dream life. into your dream magical life. All right, that is it for me in today's episode. Short but sweet. And thank you so much for joining me. Please don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or rate me on Spotify. If you have takeaways in this episode, please tag me on Instagram at RuveaWanda. DM me for any suggestions. Or if you just want to someone to speak about fear, you can just DM me, say hi, and let's talk about it. Let's dig on to that fear. If you need someone to talk to, I am open on the DM for this bestie conversations about self-care, self-love, self-development. We got you. I hope you're living a life with magic and wonderful surprises. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. See you again next Wednesday for another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.